Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is the Good Health Granny, and I'm back again this week. For you, those of you who this may be the first time that you're listening, I want to tell you who I am and what it is that I do. I serve grandparents who want to leave a legacy of good health for their grandkids. According to the experts who track trends in our society today, this generation of kids are actually dying before their time because of the lifestyle choices that they're making. Now, these lifestyle choices probably were started by their parents, and theirs was started, unfortunately, by us. Our grandkids actually think that these lifestyle choices that they're making today are the norm. We as grandparents have been here long enough that we know that we made wrong choices, and we taught our kids how to make wrong choices. So it's kind of our responsibility at this point that we've learned better to take charge and change the tide on this trend. Making this generation of kids more health conscious, hopefully making them the healthiest generation that has ever lived, would be my goal. But what does it mean, and how do we do this? Well, the bottom line is we have to build trust with our grandkids. We have to make sure that they trust us enough that they'll listen to what we have to say. And we do this by listening to them. In other words, if we're hypocritical, if we say, do as I say and don't do as I do, they're really not going to hear us. We didn't hear our parents, and we can't expect them to hear us. I really believe at this time that there's some positive improvements that's being made to kind of change the tide. I have seen 5 fast food places close up on the street that I go down every day recently. I have heard more conversations from kids that they're actually looking at and wanting to be healthier. Now, we as grandparents have to do our part. We have to be there for them to kind of continue this trend. We really can't wait on our government. We can't depend on the schools. They're too busy. We can't even depend on our own kids, their parents, because they're busy. They're busy making a living the same way we were when our kids were growing up. So to make this happen, we have to look to ourselves as the catalyst that creates this movement. Now, I envision an empowered group of grandparents coming to the rescue of this generation, and that's actually what the Good Health Granny is here for. We're building an army of grandparents that are going to change history, and we're willing to use whatever tools are available to us to pull this off. We all pretty much know how to live healthy lifestyles. We've been around a while. We know what works and we know what doesn't work. But we know, just because we know, doesn't mean that we always live that way. We may not always make the right choices in our own lives, but we honestly know what's good for us. And there's so much information out there, we couldn't help but know what we're supposed to be doing. All this week on Facebook, I took one of the lifestyle problems that we have right now, and I talked about it, and I shared information with you guys, and it was about health, stress. We know that small amounts of stress are actually good for us, but we also know that too much stress can destroy somebody's health. Now, if you go to the Good Health Granny Facebook page, you'll see a bunch of videos, short videos, that I recorded that kind of gives you information. It refreshes your knowledge, basically. One of the things that we've learned through our experience in life is that stress can actually kill a person. This happens because of the wear and tear on the body. When you're under a great deal of stress, you put your heart under stress. You get high blood pressure. You have strokes, heart attacks. Things can happen like sleep deprivation and all the health ailments that go along with that. You can develop a rash. You can be irritable. You can have mood swings. So I don't know if you realize this, but actually 75 to 90% of all doctor's office visits are for stress-related ailments and complaints. I've had people, as a health coach, I've had people that I've worked with tell me that they can't do anything about the stress that they're under. And at times I feel that way, and I know they feel that way when they're telling me that. But in reality, there is. We can do things about it. And I'm not talking about antidepressants. I know there are people that have to resort to taking them, and I understand that. Hopefully only for a short term, on a short-term basis, because they're so dangerous. I personally am not willing to go that route. There's just too many side effects and negative health consequences for me to accept drugs as a means of controlling stress. I'm talking about things like hobbies, reading, meditating, deep breathing, laughing out loud, spend time with your family and friends, just the ones that don't stress you out anyway. Things like essential oils are keeping my body nutriented, making sure that it's hydrated. All these things create stress if we don't do this stuff. But these things work for our grandkids too. Their stress is massive in today's society. The kids are under such stress. It's just unbelievable. I wouldn't want to be a child in today's society for anything. My time was bad enough. But their stress is usually a different set of circumstances. But it's real to them. It's just as real to them as yours is to you. Common causes for stress in children are when a new sibling arrives, or they're moving, or starting a new school. Somebody gets sick in the family, or there's actually a death. There's a divorce, maybe when they reach adolescence. I can remember as a 12-year-old backing up against the wall and crying and wondering what in the world I was crying about. And it was hormones, but it was still stress. The kids are over-involved in any kind of extracurricular activities. Their academics is so stressful. When they're in an unfamiliar situation, they feel uncomfortable. That creates stress. A change in their routine. The biggest cause of stress, and I was kind of surprised at this, but it seems to be the academic pressure that they receive from their parents rather than from the schools. Now, this is not an all-inclusive list, of course. And children don't react the same way. Some of them can handle it. Some of them can't. Remember, they're just like adults when it comes to stress. Some of us can handle stress, and some of us can't. When I go to the dentist, I sleep in the dentist chair, but I've known people that have to actually get knocked out in order to go see the dentist. So everybody handles stress in a different way, and they handle different kinds of stress differently. Some signs that a child is in stress overload would be if it's a little one, they cry easily, and usually it's over minor things. They feel depressed. They get tired or exhausted. They're angry easily. They withdraw from their family and friends. These are things that you need to look for in your grandkids. Watch out for it. See if it's happening to them. They may be having trouble concentrating, or they may be acting out at home or at school. They may be having trouble sleeping. They want to sleep too much, or they want to sleep too little. They have changes in their appetite. They eat too much, or they eat too little. Watch out for headaches. Watch out for upset stomachs. It may not be a medical problem. It could be just simply stress. They feel pressured or overwhelmed. They get moody or irritable. Bedwetting is also a sign of stress. Again, that's not an all-inclusive list, But it's things to watch for, to pay attention when your grandkids are around you. The key is to find out why your grandchild is stressed. We can't take the stress away, regardless of what it is. So what can we do? We can teach them stress coping skills. Prepare them to handle life, because they're going to have stress throughout their life. And it's up to us to teach them how to handle this. Try some of the activities you use to cope with stress. Include them in those activities. And if those aren't working, try something else. Try a punching bag, stress balls. Go for a run with them. Don't add to their stress either by telling them about yours or your kids, their parents. Don't add to their stress. Don't let them hear you talk about the things in your life that are stressful. They don't need that. That's not their problem. Listen to them. That's so key in helping them handle their stress. Sometimes they just need a sounding board, somebody that can give them perspective of what it is they're dealing with. Find ways to make them laugh when it's appropriate, of course. Give them this different perspective to the situation. Teach them how to do deep breathing. If they're old enough to understand the technique, that works really well. Help them think happy thoughts. Play a game with them. Start a game that's about happy thoughts. You know, that works tremendously. Teach them how to take a time out voluntarily. This is not punishment. But teach them how to be quiet, to listen to music. Don't be their rescuer or their lecturer. Just be there to hear them. Sometimes taking a nap helps. Lay down with them. Read to them, you know. Stroke their back. Pat their head. I always, when mine were little, I would rub my finger down their nose in a rhythmic type way, and that would calm them down. Go for a walk. And one of the most powerful tools to deal with stress is a cuddle. Just a cuddle. Hold them. And it doesn't matter whether you're cuddling with, it's better if it's cuddling with you or a parent, but even a pet, family pet. Do something silly. Sing and dance and laugh. Yeah. And believe it or not, something that works really well is blow bubbles with them. Just get some bubbles and blow with them. The main thing here that you're doing is you're being there when they need you. This is building a bond between the two of you so that they know they can always come to you with whatever's bothering them. You can't fight their battles for them. You can't be there for them for their entire life, but you can sure equip them to learn how to fight their own battles. Now, join and participate in the Good Health Granny Facebook page. This will give you some good ideas on what you can do to help your grandkids. You can be part of that army that we're building so that we can turn the tide of the future for our kids and their kids behind them. Over the next few weeks, we're going to be sharing some basic information about healthier lifestyles. Next week, we're going to be talking about sleep. Sleep is so important. So that is the Good Health Granny for today, and I appreciate you listening to me. Be sure and go to the Good Health Granny Facebook page and watch for tips and recipes. And if you would like me to send tips to you or send recipes to you, please leave your email address and a message, and I'll be happy to do that. Now, I will see you next week. You have a wonderful week, and be good to your grandkids.